ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। वी ऑल हैव हर्ड अ ब्यूटिफुल एक्सप्रेशन बाबा यूसेस वेरी ऑफन, एज इज द एम so will be the qualification. The qualifications practically reveal the aim we have in our life. So when we look at Brahmin life at the present time, Brahmins is the highest life in the cycle. And our aim is also the highest, to become Bab Saman, equal to the Father, which means to become Karmatit. It's the highest aim. And when we look at Brahmin life, we have gone through different stages, from childhood, youth, adolescence, and now we are in Vanaprastha stage. Vanaprastha means two meanings: beyond sound, beyond words, and also Vanaprastha means a stage of maturity. And so it is time for us to come close to the Karmatit stage, which is equal to the Father. Now, how to begin moving towards that stage? So once Baba said, first of all, I have to become yogi, a constant yogi, a natural yogi, easy yogi. Not someone who have the practice of having natural awareness of the soul. When I practice becoming the embodiment of soul consciousness, then Baba's remembrance becomes natural. So it is very important, the first lesson, to practice it in such a way that I become the embodiment of it. Why? Because Karmatit stage is something like philosophy of karma. You know, when we talk about philosophy of karma, we say it is so deep. So this Karmatit stage is very much connected to karma. And so it is also deep and very subtle. So I need to understand the definition of this word itself, first of all, to get into that stage. It's a Sanskrit word, it's a Hindi word. Karam means action. Atit means to be beyond. So Karmatit is a stage we experience while we are in the body. And that is what we saw practically from Brahma Baba's life, from Dadi Prakashmani's life, Mama's life, they demonstrated having attained that stage while they are in the body. So, karmatit stage has three components. You know, we can say three layers. Once Baba explained beautifully, it is in Hindi, it is called dehatit, which means videhi. A stage in which you are totally beyond the consciousness of the body. You are experiencing yourself in parandham, that sweet silence, while you are in the body. See, I have heard this experience. Brahma Baba, because he was almost in that stage, 100%, he loved silence. He did not want to speak much. Anyone who used to come in front of him to talk, he would just listen for a second and take them into silence, and they get answers for what they want to ask. I heard Baba did not even like the tick of the clock in his room. He removed the clock which was making noise. Means just that deep, deep silence. Dehatit. Because when you can imagine, when you are beyond the body, no body, how the soul is in the soul world. Just silence. And second is sansaratit, means beyond this world, which means actually beyond attraction. No pull towards anybody, any bodily beings. A stage of being beyond this world. You know, like no neutral in a way. No effect of defeat or victory or heat or cold or happiness, sorrow, and neutral. And the third one is Indriyajit. Total conqueror of senses and sense organs. All three together, what is called karmatit. So, you can understand from these three components of karmatit stage, what would be the definition, how deep is the definition. You know, as Baba said this morning, karmatit means detached and loving to the Father. So, detached means separate. So, I am in the body. I am totally detached from the body. So, I am loving to the Father. So, this is why we are always asked not to make effort to become loving. Make effort to become detached. Detached means not isolation, separate. I am a bodiless soul. I am separate. But I have to practice this. I have to maintain this awareness. So when I am in that stage of being totally detached and loving, then what is the proof that I will not be affected by the bad or the good? I will be automatically beyond. Atit means beyond. You are performing action, but you are not affected by the result of the action. You are not affected by the outcome of the action. But today, we are getting influenced. You know, when somebody praises for the action that we perform, we become happy. When somebody criticizes for what we have done, we get affected. We don't want to do it again. So that is a proof that I am not close to karmatit stage. In karmatit stage, the definition is you are beyond the effect of the action. Karmatit also means actually being ignorant of the word desire. Iccha matram avidya. So I do not have any desire. So I am not affected. So we can perform action through the sense organs either in the form of relationship or in the form of bondage. So when I am performing action in the form of relationship, I am the master. You know, I am Karanhar and also Karavanhar. I am doing it. I am making the sense organs do the action. So I don't come in the bondage of action. You understand? But when I have forgotten the Karanhar consciousness, I am the one, the master, the soul doing it, then the sense organs actually make me do action, then I come into bondage. So just to let me give you an example. Say you are cooking food, some simple action. But you have in your mind while cooking the food, I am cooking food very tasty today. Everybody will enjoy. Everybody will appreciate, you know, when they eat the food. It is very nicely cooked. Okay, then people come. They eat the food and they did not say anything. They just left. So what will be your thought? Hey, what happened? They did not even say anything. You know, I did it with so much love. They did not even appreciate it was good. And sometimes you cannot resist. You ask them, how did you like the food today? Because you want the feedback, no? You know, was it okay? And when they say, oh, it was very tasty, it was good, then you feel good. Wow. So what is that? So while performing action, cooking the bhojan, it is simple action. I have the desire in my mind. I have the expectation in my mind that everybody will appreciate it, everybody will like it. You understand? So that is like I'm creating a bondage. I'm not doing it in Karanhar consciousness. I am not doing it in Karavanhar consciousness. I am doing in body consciousness. And so that expectation brings me disappointment because I have created bondage. So this is why it is so important that while I am performing action, you know, that attention to maintain that awareness, I am Karanhar, I the master, I am doing it. That's what Baba emphasized this morning. When you have the awareness of being a master, you also remember I am almighty authority. So you have all powers. You make your sense organs do it. You make your mind to think, not the mind will think. So we often slip. And so instead of finishing the karmic accounts, we create the karmic accounts. So the third definition, what Baba has given us in various avyakt murlis over all these years is Ichha Matram Avidya. That means when I am content, when I am full, I don't have any thought. I am doing action in that awareness and I don't have any kind of thought after I have finished. That action does not pull me towards itself. If the action that I have performed pulls me after I have finished that action, that is a bondage. But if I have finished the action, I have done something good, service, finish, I don't have any thought about it. Another definition of karmatit stage is to transform karma bhog into karma yog. That is transforming sufferings of karma into karma yoga. No, we saw practically Dadi Prakashmani, we saw practically Brahma Baba, Mama until the last moment. So what it means to, it is not that you don't have sickness in the body, but you have pain in the body, but you don't have sorrow. You have pain in the body, but you don't have sorrow in your mind. So that means you have converted sufferings into yoga. So if that is my stage, then the proof is that whoever looks at me, their fortune is created. So this is what we see. Whenever dadis have become sick, it is not their suffering, but how many souls' fortune they have created. You know, their sickness has become an instrument to inspire souls to create their fortune. So it is not called suffering actually. That's why if you ask Dadi Janki today also, she would never say it is suffering. You know, it is actually, Baba is giving us an example how to transform karma bhog into karma yog practically. Because dadis have seen Baba, Mama, but we have not seen Mama and Baba. We have only dadis in front of us. And so they are practically demonstrating. You know, so there is pain because everybody will have pain because body means body. But because the soul is so detached from the body that it doesn't feel. Let the body go through whatever it is and the soul enjoy being in the love of Baba. No, I tell you one simple example. Recently, Dadi Janki was sharing. You know, one day she had so much pain in her heart, too much pain. But then people, thousands of people were waiting in Shantivan for Dadi's arrival. So Dadi has to go to class, but there was pain. But she had this one thought, I want to go to the class. You know? So she was sharing that thought of wanting to go to class changed her state of the body. You know, that's what Baba said today. It gives you energy to the body. That is practical experience. So Dadi could not even breathe. But this thought changed her breathing. She just started to breathe normally and she got ready and she went into the class. And as she arrived in the class, this is the first experience she shared. So what it means, karmatit? You know, to make the body work according to your order. How many times we have heard, no, Dadi is not well. And then next morning we see conducting Amritvela, reading Murli and meeting people. So it is mastery. You know, that's why of course for Dadi Janki Baba has given the title, you know, conqueror of matter. So this is practically, that is why when sickness comes to our body, we should feel happy, blessing in disguise. It's an opportunity for us to experiment. To what extent we are karma yogi. Karma yoga means what? What Baba said today. Balance of self-effort and service. And what is self-effort? No, just like for example, you are giving drishti to someone. You are explaining knowledge to someone. That is service. But what is the effort? Awareness, I the soul Karanhar and I am Karavanhar. I am the soul looking through the eyes, but I am making the eyes work. I am separate, I am master. So that means self-effort and service of others, balanced. So that is called Karma Yoga. You know, very often we always say karma yoga means sweeping, mopping, cooking, cleaning, Wednesday karma yoga, you know, that was only that much we know actually. But actually it is as natural it is to do action through the sense organ, so naturally my soul conscious experience. That is another definition. And an important definition that comes to my mind, karmatit, is a stage in which one feels that they have settled all the vikarmas. All the bad karmas are completely settled. Karmatit, it's not pulling anymore. You know, like no karma is left to be settled. And that is why sometimes we see one can attain karmati stage in percentage, because when one reaches 100% karmati stage, then you are not in this body. You are an angel. So I remember last experience of Brahma Baba, you know, what happened to him on the 18th January, he shared it when he came first in Dadi Gulzar's body on the 21st of January. Because souls were asking, Baba, Baba, why you did not take permission? Why you did not tell us that you are going? At least you should have informed. And that is the time Baba shared his practical experience. Baba said, if I would have told you, would you ever give me permission? Of course. And then he said, on that day, there was a battle between three powers. Three things. One was the body. Baba had heart pain, so the body was pulling. One was that, accounts of the body was pulling. And the second, love for the children on the second, that force, you know, because Baba loved each one, so power of love is not less. But then the most powerful pull was Baba. So, it was a kind of three things happening at the same time, but Baba conquered the pain, you know, the suffering of the karma with yoga, Baba's love. Because he had so much love for Baba, he let go of this pain. And so he was totally detached from the children. So this is what he demonstrated, his karma teeth, what it means to be detached and loving. No, Baba said practically, because he loved the children so much, he did not want the children to pull his intellect. So he wanted to be separate and express that love. You know, in Laukik way, when somebody is leaving the body, if they come to know, they will call all their family members and say, look, I am going, nobody should cry, this and that. So, actually, they have attachment and they try to pull and then they cannot leave. But Baba wanted to be free. That is what Baba said today. Why he became number one? Because he was able to let go and become free. But with detachment and love. No, especially Dadi Prakashmani was in front of him. All the seniors were looking at him and he knew that he was going, and yet he was able to remain detached. Because he had so much love that he did not want anyone to pull his intellect, nor anyone's intellect to be pulled towards him. That is real love. And that is karmatit stage. You know, totally detached and loving. So this is something we don't understand. This is a very important practice necessary to attain karmatit stage. And it begins with my body. No? That is why this morning Baba underlined these two words. Attaining karmatit stage with the consciousness of being Karan Karavan Har. So we have to use this word in two ways. So one is when I am performing actions for my livelihood. You know, we do mundane action, eating, sleeping, bathing, dressing, you know, all these walking, talking, all these are actions. So while performing all these actions, I have to keep the attention. I am the Karanhar, the one who is doing. And I am also Karavanhar, the one who makes my hand move, the one who makes the body move. So I am separate, body separate. That's what Baba was asking this morning. How long does it take for you to be detached from the body? 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 seconds? So the more I have that awareness of being the master, the more I am able to have detachment from the body. So one is using Karan Karavanhar consciousness while I am performing mundane action. No, in the end of the Murli this morning, Baba conducted a drill. And in that drill also Baba mentioned, whether you are seeing, talking, looking, walking, but yet you are separate. You know, that consciousness has to be practiced. And the second way of using Karan Karavanhar consciousness is when I become instrument for service. So at that time, I invoke Baba that this is not I am doing it. It is Baba's service and Baba is doing. I am only an instrument. No, just like Baba said this morning very beautifully. He is almighty. He can do anything. You know, just like a magician can do anything, but he cannot do anything without children. He does and does it through children. He does it through Brahma. Without Brahma, he cannot create Brahmins. So in the same way, the consciousness, I am an instrument and Baba is the one who is using me and doing it and getting it done. And the proof of that is, what did Baba say today? The proof of being Karan Karavanhar. I did not do it, Baba did it, so then you don't get tired. Beautifully Baba said, you know, sometimes when we do a lot of service, after that we say, oh, now, tomorrow I'm not going to get up at Amrit Vela. I want to have one day holiday. I'm so tired. You know, we have been working hard for the last 1 week. Why we get tired? Why there is loss of energy? The reason is, in between doing it, the consciousness of I has come. So this is why Baba said you feel extra energy, you feel Baba massaging your intellect. You did not do it. No, that is why Prakashmani Dadi, we always saw her very light. One day Dadi used to, many times she has shared, she said, I don't consider myself head, so I never get headache. You know, I always feel Baba is holding my finger and he is taking me along. It's not she was saying that, but we saw her practically. How much responsibility and how light she was. She never thought if she was doing anything. So why do we get tired after doing some service? You know, we do a little bit, but we get tired a lot. Why? Because the consciousness is, I am doing it. And then the second thing is, after we have done it, we want to get the feedback. And if we don't get the feedback properly, if we get some defamation, some criticism, some kind of, you know, not so good comments, so we get disheartened. And so there is not that awareness of Karan Karavanhar. So the practical proof of having that instrument consciousness is I can maintain equanimity. That is the sign of someone who is really in the process of attaining 100% karmati stage is equanimity. Now, whether there is positive comments or negative comments. No, once Baba said a beautiful example. You say, for example, 8 people came to a museum and you were explaining the museum. Out of that 8, 6 people were talking and asking questions and commenting on whatever you are telling. And 2 people were very quiet, just listening, not saying anything. So Baba asked, you know, towards which souls your attention go to? You don't care for the 2 people who are listening quietly because they are not saying anything. So you get carried away by the people who are asking questions and talking. But actually, in that action also, if I think, so there is a kind of, you know, subtle desire being fulfilled. So I am appreciated, I am being acknowledged. So we don't worry about the 2 people who have been quiet. We think maybe they did not understand anything. We leave them alone. So actually, it is something that we need to check. No, that is why Baba said, sometimes there is selfishness. That is what this morning Baba mentioned. The obstacle that comes in attaining karmatit stage, in maintaining Karan Karavanhar consciousness in 2 ways, is in the form of selfishness. Subtle, subtle desire. Selfish motive. So beautifully Baba mentioned today, no? So instead of true mercy, there is wrong mercy. So how do we have wrong mercy? You know, sometimes we get influenced by the specialities of others, and sometimes we get influenced by the defects of others. And that is why Baba said this morning, those who have true mercy, they don't have 3 things in their life. They don't have feeling of hatred, dislikingness and jealousy. So if that is existing, that is selfishness. So I am influenced. We can be influenced by the defect of someone, or we can be influenced by the, you know, specialities of someone. So Baba pointed out the subtle thread. You know, sometimes we get rid of the iron chains, but we get caught up in the golden threads. So Baba said this morning, you know, we say, I don't get attracted, but you know, you like the goodness. So again, it is a kind of subtle bondage I will be creating by even getting attracted towards the goodness of a soul. So that's why Baba said at that time you have to remind yourself who is the one who gave that speciality to that soul. So if I am detached and loving, I will connect my intellect to the source and not get caught up there itself. No, I have often heard Dadi mentioning, if you have pity for a soul, you cannot have mercy. So sometimes we pity souls, you know, if they are going through some difficult situations or if they are going through some, you know, bondages, instead of showing mercy, we start to have pity. And of course, at that time, souls want self-pity. They feel that you are the one who understands them. You are the one who knows what is happening. So they will cling on to you. So you are in bondage. You did not help that soul, nor you helped yourself. So true mercy is what? Appreciating the goodness, understanding the situation, but not emotionally getting involved. So then only I can help those souls, isn't it? Otherwise, how can we help? So the obstacle that comes in attaining the stage of totally being detached is this attachment. Not in a gross form, but in a very subtle form. No, that is why Baba said, if you like everyone, love one, love all. If there is some extra, something wrong. So I need to check myself. So this is a very fine line between seeing the goodness and not getting impressed by their goodness. You know? Seeing the goodness, appreciating, but not getting impressed. So for that, what we need to do? Now, why does it happen actually? Sometimes I ask myself too. Now, why do we get impressed by the speciality of someone instead of appreciating? Because we have lost our self-respect. You know, when I don't have respect for myself, I can either get impressed or I can have dislikingness. So the best method that we can practice is, first of all, I see my speciality, because everybody has one speciality or the other. So I see my speciality and also my weaknesses. What is self-respect actually? No, evaluating myself both negatively and positively. I should know my specialities and I should also know my weaknesses. So when I know my specialities and then I see the specialities of another one, I appreciate. Because we are all unique. Each one has different specialities. So they have that speciality, I have this speciality. But at the same time, I would not have the ego of it because I also know my weakness. So I will take the goodness from them without getting impressed. But sometimes we get dislikingness when we see the defect of others. We want to move away from them. So how to overcome that one again? So sometimes it happens, what I feel is, we don't see our own weakness and we see only our specialities. And so that is why we begin to judge others on the basis of their weakness. So if I see my weakness and then I come in contact with other, see their speciality, then I would not have any dislikingness. So the obstacle in attaining karmati stage is, first of all, not having mercy on myself. You know, when I don't have mercy on myself, I cannot have true mercy for others. And a beautiful definition, Baba gave simple definition once, what it means to have mercy for the self and for others. Good thinking for the self and good wishes for others. So if I have good thinking for myself, I can only then have good wishes for others. So actually, Baba gave a very beautiful picture today, you know. So it is not I have mercy so I get attached, but I am able to appreciate and move away. So one of the other obstacles also Baba mentioned today that comes in attaining the karmati stage is limitations. Now when we are always taking support from the limited, say, for example, limited material comforts, limitations, then we are caught up in bondage. So karmatit means free from all bondages. Karma bandhan mukt, totally free. So if I am caught up in limitations, so I will not be able to come out. That's why this morning we heard the blessing, no? If I am saying, oh, when this happens, then I will be free. When this happens, then I will be free. I cannot be free. I have to let go and become free. So which means I have to let go of the limitations, all the supports, whether it is physical, subtle. Sometimes we may not take physical support, but sometimes we are taking subtle supports. You know, we all are used to certain way of living, certain way of doing things. So we have a comfort zone when that is happening. When sometimes when we are on Baba's service or when we are Baba's instruments, so we move from one place to another, that comfort zone is not existing. So then we are not able to maintain our state as we used to. So sometimes taking support from the material comfort, sometimes taking support even of the companions, no? So support of subtle supports, like if I do service, I get praise. If I do service, I get encouragement. And when I don't get it, so then my state of mind is fluctuating. So what Baba means is to go beyond limitations, unlimited. So that means nothing down below can pull me towards itself. Now, I remember always Mama's words during those days. You know, in the establishment time, Mama used to say, whatever physical support you take today, whatever you see through your eyes, which you make them as the support, they are all foundationless. And if you hold on to that, you will fall. So whatever support we are taking and moving along, they are all foundationless. It doesn't have any foundation. It is like building on a sand. And so we fall because we are depending on it. So in other words, you know, when we think about karmatit, it's no subservience, no influences, no dependency. No, it's like a free bird. And that is what we saw in Brahma Baba's last days. You know, Baba was so totally beyond. No, beyond everything. Otherwise, when in the beginning, when sisters and brothers used to bring groups, no, Baba was concerned, interested to know everything. How many students come to your center? He will look at the register and he will ask why this student has not come so many days. He will look into the account, every detail. But then as Baba came closer and closer to the karmati stage, no, Baba even would just listen a few words and then take them into silence also. So what it means is to continue to perform action, but at the same time to be beyond the effect of the action. No, whether it is, whatever is the result, because not every time we can win, not every time we can lose. So there is always two faces, isn't it? But that equanimity, that balance, that's what Baba was asking this morning, you know, to what extent we maintain the balance of self-effort and service of others. And that is the word Baba gave, in order to maintain that balance. The one word Baba gave was Karan Karabanhar. And I heard once Dadi Janki saying that I should not say to myself, I have Karan Karavanhar consciousness. Yeah? Can we say ourselves, I am having Karan Karavanhar consciousness? No. From the way I am conducting myself, others should feel that this soul is having the Karan Karavanhar consciousness, is performing action as an instrument, and God has chosen the right instrument for this action. Not I say, but my consciousness demonstrated through action. So when, you know, we hear this one song, Bhagwan, Hamara Sati Hai, Hum Unke Sang Rehte Hai. God is our companion and we stay in His company and He stays in our company. We sing that song today. But Dadi was saying once, now our life should be such that other people should sing the song. These people always stay in God's company and God actually lives with them and He works with them. So that means the effect of that Karan Karavanhar consciousness is not just felt for me, but it will be also, means obvious, you know, practically seen by others also. Just like we saw Dadi Prakashmani is a living example. We always felt that it was Baba who was working through her. We see Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar. You know, means when I think about Dadi Prakashmani, she did not even use the word I. Yeah? This was very special about her. Even when she used to talk about her, she would say, Dadi says this, as a third person. You know? Like, she was totally beyond the consciousness of I, the human being, means the body. So once we asked her, you know, is whether Baba says you must take the certificate of contentment from the Brahmin family. So some double foreigners class, they asked Dadi, so have you received the certificate of contentment from the Brahmin family? So Dadi said, yes. But how do you know? So Dadi said, because I know I have equal vision for everyone. You know, I have equal vision for everyone. So that means I feel the belonging. They feel the belonging, I feel the belonging. So there is no margin in between. So that means like the feeling of seeing only the soul, not at all the body, no, to such an extent that everyone feels that they belong. So what I felt from this morning's Murli was that first lesson, soul consciousness, detachment from the body, using the body as a master is so important. No, in one of the seasons of the Murli, Baba said, you have to become Manjit Jagajit. So which means the conqueror of the mind, but as Baba said today, you can conquer your mind only when you have the consciousness of being a master. And you can have the consciousness of being a master when you are aware of being a child. So which means child, so master. So when I have the awareness of being a child, I am the master, master of all powers. So then I can use my mind the way I want. So in that way, I slowly, slowly attain total, you know, power to conquer my mind, the subtle powers of the soul, then the sense organs and the senses. As I said, Indriyajit. Karmatit means the conqueror of sense organs and the senses. So not even any of the senses can pull me towards it. So that is when all karmic accounts are settled. So when we attain that 100% karmatit stage, that is an angel. So the effort maker form becomes an angelic form. So this evening when we have half an hour meditation, So what we can do is to practice what Baba said, the drill, total detachment from the body, as if none of us are in this body, in this world. We are in Parandham, experiencing the eternal qualities, eternal form, and the sweet silence. So once I am able to have that experience for a longer period of time, even when I come into the body, that experience will pull me towards itself.